Moncrief on News Talk.
On first glance, it looks a bit like a bath mat, but one that's dotted with spikes. Shakti mats have been increasing in popularity to the extent they're now on sale in the middle aisle of Lidl. The physiotherapist Elaine Barry joins us now to tell us all about them. Afternoon, Elaine.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
So what do they do, or what are they supposed to do?
Well, I have to say, when I was approached about it, it wouldn't be something that we use regularly in physiotherapy circles. But the Shakti, the term Shakti actually comes from a Sanskrit name meaning force or power. And it originated when a monk decided that it was similar to the bed of nails ritual that they used to use when meditating and things.
Ooh.
So it kind of evolved from there. And they've been around a while, actually, since about 2009. And the trademark is Shakti, but it has evolved to be termed an acupressure mat. So if you go into Lidl, you'll see it termed as an acupressure mat.
Right.
And because I do acupuncture, I was asked to look into the research around it and how it worked and was it based on acupressure. So the claim is that it is based on acupressure. And I suppose acupressure is based on acupuncture and how we can affect the nervous system from pressing on specific points or putting a needle in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the premise on which it is meant to work. But having kind of looked into it a little bit more closely, I would say that it is not acupressure technically, because acupressure is very specific in how it is taught and how it's methodically kind of meant to be used. However, it doesn't seem to have a very specific effect, more of a kind of generalized effect on the nervous system.
Okay, yeah. So if you get acupuncture in different parts of your body for specific ailments, so to speak.
Yeah, you can get acupuncture. There's a huge body of research on acupuncture being used on specific points that's based on traditional Chinese medicine. And it is much more part of Western medicine approaches now for anything to do with pain. And it can be used with the menstrual cycle and earaches and all sorts of sinusitis, all sorts of things. So your acupressure mat isn't going to be used in those terms. But I have to say, the term acupressure is a little bit misleading because so if you look at the mat, like you said, it's like a bath mat size and it's covered in these plastic circular discs and they have little spikes on them. And when you look at it first, you're saying to yourself, why would I want to lie on that now? How is that going to benefit me? Especially if you have got pain in your back. And certainly when I was rolling it out, because I got one for the clinic, to trial it on a few patients this week. And I knelt on it by accident. Now, I wouldn't recommend that. So if you put your knee on it, it'll feel like a sharp piece of Lego going into your knee, right? That you kind of immediately want to pull away from. And that's your stimulus. That's your pain stimulus. And that's your body going, oh, I don't like that. But the funny thing about it is, if you kind of anticipated and you ease down onto it. Now, what I did first going onto it, because I was anticipating pain, was that I lay down with my clothes on. And if you leave your clothes on, you won't feel a thing.
Okay.
So what you want to do is actually lay over it with bare skin. And this sounds a bit mad because you're going on to sharp. I would say that the sensation of it isn't sharp like if you were to prick your finger on a holly leaf or something. It would be much gentler than that. But it does give quite a strong prickly sensation up through the back. And there's a little log roll for your head as well, with one for your head. So immediately it's going to start stimulating all those little nerve endings in your skin. And then the longer you lie on it, the more the little sharp endings tend to kind of go deeper into the skin. Now, they don't penetrate the skin, but they do begin to give a deeper sensation of prickliness, I would say, all over the back. And this... Does it sound enticing?
You're not selling it.
But what I would say that I have seen, when a person gets up from it then, there's like an erythema comes into the tissue. Like, so even after 5 minutes in it, you can see a redness in the soft tissue. And so that means that there's blood flow coming in there. So it is going to oxygenate the tissue, bring fresh blood flow in. And that strong sensory input, it tends to bombard the brain with a very strong sensation that can distract the brain from painful stimuli or uncomfortable stimuli. Okay. And in fact, when you actually stimulate the brain with a painful stimulus that it's anticipating, it will release endorphins. So it's a bit of that little bit of no pain, no gain. And actually, there can be gain in that for a client. But I would say that the merits of it, when you look at the research, they lie in relaxation and kind of deregulating or downregulating the nervous system. So if somebody came in and they were very stressed and they're kind of highly strung and they've trouble unwinding, and that could be bringing up tightness in their back or that. That's the kind of person that could respond well to something like this. But it would have to be the right client. So you wouldn't be handing this out to everybody, that's for sure. And in terms of physio, we probably wouldn't recommend it very regularly because it's not research-based enough, you know.
Now, somebody's texting in to say that they fall asleep on their Shakti mat.
You see, that's the thing. So it will really ground some people. So it will really desensitize and affect your autonomic nervous system, which is ultimately, you know, we're all going around nowadays, fight or flight, up to 90. Mm. So these kind of stimuli can really kind of get in at the nerve endings that cause a down regulation of our nervous system. So in that case, like if somebody comes to me and, because in the article that I contributed to, the there was somebody saying that really it's as good as doing your exercises for your physio and your breathing or whatever. But notoriously, people find those things hard to do. Like I do, like, sometimes people need a little bit of a gimmick or a tool to make them lie down and do their breathing and do a bit of relaxation. And that's always going to be good for you. Like.
Yeah. So is the relief to an extent because you're lying on it and it kind of hurts a bit. And then when you get off it, you get that rush of endorphins because, the pain has stopped. And then you do genuinely feel better.
Bit of that, and yes, like I had a few people lying at that this week, and they didn't want to get off it. Like you could see them melting into it. Like there is a real buzzing sensation nearly comes up in your back. So I wouldn't say it's relief of getting off it that makes you feel better. Although there could be just this change in sensation of your body that has altered how your brain's perceiving things. You know, it'll be all kind of how your nervous system is affected, really.
Okay. But would you recommend people stay in it as long as they want? Is there a possibility if you stay in it too long, you might injure yourself even a little bit?
I think, you know, all of these things are better guided according to what kind of person you are. So, like, it would be always advised if you have a back problem or you have a specific painful complaint that you're going to be assessed. And then you would be guided by that. So in somebody that has a very sensitive situation going on there, they're more likely going to be able to tolerate this for less time. You know, the recommendation in some of the studies is around 15 minutes, but some people would be far more sensitive and they could only tolerate it for a couple of minutes, you know, and then you might want to build your tolerance on it. I imagine if you were to stay on it too long, you may gain a tolerance to it, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think, just in looking in those that might be, it mightn't be suitable for. They say people that are on anticoagulants, so that they might have blood thinning, a thinner blood. Those that might have fibromyalgia, they're very irritated in their tissue. It might be just too much for them and it might aggravate whatever they have. But yeah, as a physio, we'd always say come in and get assessed first and then we can kind of see. But we would use tools like this regularly, like a foam roller or a spiky ball. Have you ever been to a physio? You know, so we try to do those kind of things anyway.
I say spiky ball. It's more and more sounding like a sex shop you're running there, Elaine, to be honest with you. Thanks a million.
I'm in pelvic health.
Elaine, thanks a million for talking to us today.
Thanks a million, Sean.
Elaine Barry is a chartered physiotherapist who specializes in pelvic health and acupuncture, so she does know a lot about that. Someone says, I have a level 3 Shakti mat, whatever that is, which I find great at night in bed to relax my back muscles, help me sleep. But somebody else says, I can just lie on the stones at Bray Beach for free.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.